Well, does how good your day becomes rely on the attention that you receive from others on social media? That's really what shapes your psyche. One major platform is announcing changes they say will minimize the stress that comes along with trying to live a life that looks good enough for others. WDEL's DJ McEnany has more in this week's WDEL Tech Watch.
I know people who spend 30 minutes to an hour picking out just the right photo, then meticulously editing it, slapping on filters and cropping it just right so they can look their best before posting it online. They won't let others share pictures of them on social media that they haven't approved first. They won't share pictures if the lighting isn't just right, or they think they were caught at a weird angle, or they think a flaw is too obvious. Life is captured and presented selectively. They do this for the dopamine hit. Chemical in your brain that releases and feeds you a little joy for receiving positive social feedback. People want to maximize that feeling, and the advent of the internet-connected cell phone just about everyone carries with them everywhere has made it easier than ever before to put on display a life you carefully select and edit down and spit shine up, and to check in with others doing the exact same thing. Instagram, an exclusively image-focused social media platform, noticed a problem. The drive to get that hit was increasing mental health issues amidst its users. People were finding themselves unhappy, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Seeing more positive feedback for other people, while not receiving the same level of attention themselves, was causing users, especially younger, more impressionable minds, to become distraught. So, Instagram professes seeing this troubling trend is the motivation behind the site's latest change. You'll see your own likes, but no one else's. What does this mean for the platform, for the people who use it, and ultimately, the mental health of the vulnerable? CNN Business technology reporter Kaya Yuryev fills us in on this week's Tech Watch.
Today we're going to talk about Instagram hiding its likes. Maybe for the uninformed or people who don't use social media often, what is it that Instagram is doing and what are likes? Why do they matter?
Instagram has said that it's looking for ways to make the platform a safer place and also reduce pressure. So likes are often used as a metric of popularity. And some Instagram users, especially young people, can feel pressure to rack up the likes, or they'll compare how many likes they got with their friends or with celebrities. Some people have told me that they'll even delete their post if it doesn't get enough likes. And I've spoken with Instagram users who are from the U.S. but living in foreign countries, and they'll post in the middle of the night their time so that their Instagram photo goes up at a time when people back home are awake to kind of maximize the exposure of the image and maximize the number of likes they'll get. So Instagram kind of recognizes that this behavior is happening, and it's trying to experiment with ways to reduce some of that anxiety and make the app more of a positive experience than a stressful one.
So this is about trying to make their app more approachable to people who are maybe becoming consumed by how they approach their use of it.
Definitely. According to some studies, Instagram is the most detrimental social media app for young people's mental health. It's been tied to anxiety and depression and negative body image. So Instagram is really looking at ways of improving the app and making people feel more comfortable on it.
You're kind of seeing this life that people choose to show you, and I can see how that could impact kids who are seeing their friends and maybe become jealous. But how have people reacted to this decision to hide this number of people interacting with particular posts?
Instagram first started testing removing likes in April, just in Canada. And since then, it's expanded the test to several international markets, including, you know, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand. And now the test is coming to the U.S. this week. So I have spoken with users in the countries where the test has already been happening, and the majority of them were really positive and said that it did kind of reduce some of the pressure. They felt a little more comfortable posting. But a number of users and experts have also told me that while it is a step in the right direction, it's not a total cure-all solution. So there's a lot of reasons besides likes that people can feel anxious on Instagram. That can include people leaving a mean comment or bullying them on Instagram. They could feel left out when they see a photo of friends hanging out without them. A lot of people put their best foot forward on Instagram and put out highly edited photos. So seeing kind of this stream of perfectly edited photos or people on these fabulous trips can kind of make you feel like your life isn't quite as good. So taking away likes doesn't solve any of those issues. While it does maybe reduce some pressure, it won't totally solve everything. You will still be able to see your own likes. So if you only get 3 likes on a photo, you can still kind of feel badly about that, even if other people aren't able to see it.
Instagram is used as a platform by many who have found a way to build an audience and promote products or gain notoriety or popularity. How will this affect those people who have basically become famous just because a lot of people follow them? How will this impact influencers and how they maybe appear to the average user?
When brands consider partnering with an influencer, they take into account a number of factors, such as like comments, followers, the type of content they post. And the way influencers typically make money is that they partner with these brands and the brands pay them to promote a product impact on their social media channel. So removing likes could definitely force these influencers to adapt some of their strategies. I have spoken with several influencers, and the majority of them are actually not worried about the change. They actually think it's a positive thing for well-being and mental health. And they said that there's a lot of different metrics that are involved in these deals. So while you won't be able to see the likes, you can still see the comments, and they have a lot of back-end analytics that they share with brands. So for example, a brand may partner with them because they have a big audience in a certain country, in a certain age demographic, and that's who they're trying to reach. So it may not have as big of an impact on influencers as it may seem. But there are definitely some celebrities that have just spoken out about the change. Singer Nicki Minaj said that if likes were removed, she wouldn't post on Instagram anymore. Rapper Cardi B also said she thinks that nasty comments on Instagram are more of an issue than likes. So there's definitely some celebrities that are unhappy about the change.
Are there any unintended consequences that will come from removing this feature from the app?
One unintended consequence of hiding likes is that it could be harder to tell which accounts by followers to fraudulently inflate their popularity. So right now, if there's an account that has 1 million followers but only gets 5 likes on a photo, it's pretty easy for the average user or, you know, a brand who's trying to partner with this person to tell the account is fake. But without likes, that could be a little harder, and it could actually encourage more people to buy fake followers because you won't have that context. And also, so if likes are removed, then other metrics could just become more important. For example, you know, users could start obsessing over their follower count or the number of comments they get instead of how many likes. I think also there is a risk that removing likes could alienate or anger some users. Likes have been on the platform for so long, and they're such an integral feature, especially with celebrities speaking out. There is a risk that some people might leave the platform. But overall, it does seem that the majority of users seem pretty positive about the change.
You mentioned also that the user will still be able to see their own likes. Are we going to see this back and forth now of screenshots of look how many I got on this picture, and maybe even between influencers who are arguing about who gets more reaction from their followers? Are we going to see people posting pictures now of their likes on individual posts?
We might. I mean, it kind of remains to be seen. When someone you follow has liked someone else's photo in the test, it will say underneath the photo the name of the Instagram account and others have liked it instead of a number. And you can actually click to see the list of accounts who have liked the post, but you won't be able to see a number. But you could scroll through and count, or you could see still that a lot of people have liked it. So while the follower count is going away, you'll still have the context of who has liked it.
Has Instagram made any comment about why they chose this metric to focus on when Cardi B was saying hateful comments are a bigger issue than the like numbers? And this approach seems to be, we can improve mental health if we don't let you see how well other people are doing. Are there plans to take any other approaches or changes to the things that other people have identified as toxic?
They haven't said anything about that or why they chose likes in particular. I think they are aware of kind of the culture around likes and this pressure to rack up a lot of likes. They have taken several steps to address bullying on the platform. Adam Mosseri has been the head of Instagram for just over a year now, and he has made fighting bullying a big priority of his. So they have had several features that kind of go to the comments issue. For example, they've rolled out a new tool that uses artificial intelligence technology to tell users when their comment could be considered offensive before it's posted. So it gives them a chance to kind of reflect before the comment is live. They've said that in their early tests of this, that it has shown that people decide not to go through with the comment. It kind of remains to be seen as it rolls out more broadly whether this will help. They've also added new features like one called Restrict. So you can restrict another user, you know, presumably someone that's bullying you. And when that person's restricted, they won't be able to see if you've read their direct messages. If they post a comment on your photo, it will be visible to just them and hidden from other people. They've spoken with teenagers and said that sometimes blocking someone can escalate the bullying situation further. So they've tried to take a more thoughtful approach where you can put a pause on someone, but they might not necessarily know that they've been blocked.
That Instagram is making this move to hide likes for the improvement of mental health. Have you spoken to any kind of mental health professionals and asked, why is this so important to people?
Yeah, I've spoken with psychologists, and they've described likes as kind of like gambling, where you get this dopamine hit, and it really hurts psychologically, and it can really impact self-esteem when people don't get enough likes. This metric has been tied to popularity, so people have had issues with their mental health with it. But again, psychologists have said, yes, it's a positive step, but there's a lot of other issues on Instagram that can make people feel badly about themselves, from bullying to seeing these curated images and feeling badly about yourself. So likes are part of it, but there's definitely a bigger culture around Instagram that can hurt people psychologically.
With TechWatch, I'm DJ McEnany for WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
All right, thanks, DJ. Appreciate that. 9:51 here, Delaware, WDEL, Thursday.